شما به اسپیس فارسی گوش می کنید. با رفتن به sbs.com.au/persian به اخبار و گزارش های بیشتری دست خواهید یافت.
هفته آشتی است، زمانی برای افراد غیر بومی تا به صحبت ها گوش دهند و درباره مردم، جوامع و فرهنگ های بومیان استرالیا و جزایر تنگه تورس یاد بگیرند. امروز به اهمیت مشارکت جوامع چند فرهنگی در روند آشتی می پردازیم.
I came to Australia and I quickly learned about the plights of the indigenous people.
آلفرد پک در نوجوانی از اندونزی به استرالیا مهاجرت کرد.
In 2017, I was a 23-year-old. I was a freelance journalist. I was looking to expand sort of my horizons, especially deepening the knowledge of the indigenous plights and sort of stories in the country.
در آن زمان در پرث اعتراضاتی در جزیره هریسون در حال وقوع بود. این جزیره با نام نیونگار ماتاگراب نیز شناخته می شود. اعتراضات قبلی در این جزیره علیه پیشنهاد 1.3 میلیارد دلاری دولت استرالیای غربی به مردم نیونگار برای مالکیت بومی، بستن جوامع دور افتاده بومی و حقوق سنتی زمین برگزار شده بود. اما این بار معترضان نسبت به ادعای حمایت دولت ایالتی از پناهندگان بین المللی پیش از کمک به بی‌خانمان‌های استرالیای غربی اعتراض داشتند.
I didn't know that as an immigrant you are also a benefactor of the dispossession of Australia's land. When I became Australian, that was not taught in the context of what it means to be Australian. I didn't truly understand the extent of what the challenges were until I started working with Clinton Pryor, and that was a watershed moment for me.
یکی از معترضان ماتاگراب، کلینتون پرایر، در آن زمان 27 ساله بود.
West Australian Police, they wanted us to move on and to stop the protest and just didn't want to give up the fight. And that's when I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to walk from Perth to Canberra and I'm going to continue fighting and protesting.
آلفرد می‌خواست به اشتراک گذاری داستان کلینتون کمک کند، بنابراین با او تماس گرفت.
He wanted to share it more into the migrant community by documenting it, but he also wanted to learn himself. It's that way as human beings, as like you notice something or someone doing something, but you don't know how to approach them yet and to you actually take that first step. And that's what he did. He took that first step to message me and I said, let's meet up.
یک دوستی در حین مستندسازی سفر کلینتون توسط آلفرد آغاز شد. 6000 کیلومتر و یک سال بعد کلینتون همراه با آلفرد به کمبرا رسید.
I was helping the documentation side of it and to witness that, to be part of that, that was beautiful.
در روزهای بعد کلینتون با سیاستمداران و فعالان دیگر دیدارهایی داشت. با این حال او کمبرا را با دلسردی ترک کرد.
But truthfully, the walk inspired millions and millions of people around the country and around the world. It takes someone just to stand up for what they believe in and follow their heart, and people can see that.
کلینتون میگوید حمایت از آشتی اهمیت دارد.
It's about bringing Indigenous and Torres Strait Islanders and Australian people together and to build a bridge where it's a way for all of us to move forward as a multicultural country.
روند آشتی در استرالیا به سال 1938 باز می‌گردد، زمانی که اولین اعتراض روز سوگواری در 26 ژانویه برگزار شد. در سال 1996 شورای آشتی بومیان اولین هفته ملی آشتی استرالیا را آغاز کرد. یان هم مرد یورتا یورتا می‌گوید این روند در سراسر استرالیا متفاوت به نظر می‌رسد.
Has moved from being, if you like, an issue just kind of sat by itself to now having to juggle with and being seen in the context of a whole bunch of other things going on.
پس از تعامل با جوامع چند فرهنگی، پس از همه پرسی صدای پارلمان استرالیا، یان دریافت که دو دیدگاه وجود دارد.
Some migrant communities who are very much supportive of the propositions of the referendum because they'd come from places where they had been a minority that had been oppressed. And while they weren't completely au fait with the detail of the Australian story, as it relates to Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal Australians, they fundamentally understood what this was about and saw how can these people as a minority, particularly those who'd been here for so long prior to colonisation, how can they be treated this way? Equally, though, there were migrant communities who'd come from different backgrounds, perhaps where they weren't subject to oppression, weren't minorities, but had come to Australia seeking an uplift in their economic and social positioning, which is a fair enough thing, who perhaps didn't appreciate it. And I recall there were times when people said, I came here with nothing, which really wasn't nothing, and I've got to where I am. Why can't Aboriginal people do it?
او میگوید برای پیشرفت در روند آشتی باید پیچیدگی های جوامع مهاجر را درک کرد.
So you really have to contextualize and understand who you're talking to if you want them to hear. And you've got to understand where they're from as much as you want them to understand where you're from.
At the heart of reconciliation is actually allyship. We become a part of this Australian story, which brings with responsibility about how we build relationships going forward.
Shankar Kasinathan, پژوهشگر ارشد وابسته در مرکز ملی آشتی، حقیقت و عدالت است. او به عنوان یک مرد تامیل، از جنگ داخلی در سریلانکا به استرالیا گریخت. مانند آلفرد، شانکار معتقد است که مشارکت جوامع چند فرهنگی در روند آشتی بسیار حیاتی است.
Many migrant and refugee communities understand dispossession. We understand forced displacement. We understand cultural erasure. But we don't always make that link between our stories and our histories of our diaspora and the stories of now. Our First Nations people. So I think once that connection is made, it becomes a powerful foundation for ongoing mutual support and allyship that I think is at the core of genuine friendships.
شنوندگان گرامی، گزارش که شنیدید توسط همکارانم رایچل نوولز، نیکولا مکاسکیو و اولیویا دیلوریو برای SBS Examines تهیه و توسط من مجده کاشانی برای SBS فارسی اجرا شد.
آیا می خواهید به مطالب بیشتری مانند این گزارش گوش کنید؟ به ما از طریق اپل پادکست، گوگل پادکست، سپوتیفای یا هر جای دیگری که پادکست های خود را از آن می گیرید گوش کنید؟